time, we'll go ahead and get started. I'd like to introduce Dr. Flint McLaughlin, who will be today's primary presenter. Dr. McLaughlin.
This is, thank you, Brian. It's good to be here. Let me do a sound check to begin with. Brian, how well is my volume coming in? Is anybody having difficulty hearing me?
I can hear you very well, Flint.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to begin, and you should be on the note page, and I'm going to begin moving through key information regarding small pay-per-click engines and our research regarding that. So, you know, at MEC, we have found in most cases that the two big pay-per-click engines produce more traffic than all the other engines combined. Primarily Google AdWords and Overture, and I think most of the people we talk with are either on one or both. And we've done a lot of research on these. At one point, we had Google offer us a pretty significant amount of money to show them what we were doing in the engine. We currently, Google alone, represent about $1 million a month in Google spending on AdWords, and we have currently, I guess with the newest work we're doing overseas, 750 now, closer to, I don't know, 800,000 keywords that we've run through Google and Overture. And so we've done a lot of work, and there's blueprints on that that will help you on. But we're always watching the small engines because we're hoping that these small engines could help us, you know, kind of balance the high cost of advertising in these others, or at least secure more traffic, because it is not impossible to find precisely what your niche is and then to simply scale up all the available traffic you can find and to find that that's insufficient. And so we've done a series of research projects in this area, and we've just completed yet another, and we're going to talk about those as we proceed. So in doing so, I've got some experts on the phone that will help us. I know that Jimmy Ellis, some of you have heard of, is working with us. Jimmy works full-time with our lab. He was a research partner of ours, and he ran in 1 year, generated more than $30 million in sales just through the comparison search engines. And Aaron Rosenthal is with us. He is a senior analyst with our group, and he does a lot of research. In fact, specifically all he does is ROI research related to the pay-per-click engines and other marketing-related and financial investments. So Aaron did a lot of this, and then Brian Ault, who introduced this telephone call, is you know, the primary person who assembled the information for this report based on the input from the various team members that conducted the research, in particular Aaron. So having said that, we've also found that the quality of traffic based on conversion ratio from the big two tends to be higher than that of the smaller pay-per-click engines. That is to say that the sales or the conversions are usually higher for most products and services listed on Overture and on Google AdWords. This raises two pretty significant questions. Is it worth your time to get listed on the smaller pay-per-click engines? Can they produce enough traffic to warrant the hassle of submitting your keywords? Or can they produce enough traffic to warrant the, or is it worth your money to pay for clicks from the smaller engines if they convert at a lower rate? Can the, you know, the cost per click savings make them as profitable as Google and Overture? And basically, in this clinic, we want to share the results of some new research that we did. Some of this research has been released just this week or in the last 7 days or so, or certainly just recently in one of our briefings on small per click. Other information we'll be adding subsequent to that. So let's begin by looking first of all at some data. Brian, go ahead and refresh the chart, the first chart up here. First, we tested one small search engine to determine the volume of traffic that could be generated. We selected Enhance Interactive, which is a fancy name for an engine known as AHA. And for our initial test, we used 31 keywords. And the category was health and beauty products. The data was compared to these terms as we use them on a major pay-per-click search engine, and it had worked very effective, you know, on that engine. But here's what we discovered with AHA. We tested for 27 days. We generated 13,120 clicks to the landing page, And we spent $3,759.12 on the traffic. Average clicks per day were 486. Average cost per day was $139.23. The average cost per click was 0.29. Now, that's a pretty low cost per click. That's a reasonable amount of traffic. And the question is, you know, what did that look like over a period of time compared to the actual profitability generated? I want to look at that with you. The results that we got during the test, in a comparison now, and I think we're taking 1 7-day period from that 27-day subset, and the test duration, the total clicks to landing were 4,246. Total spent on the traffic was $1,231.55. Average clicks per day were 607. Average cost per day was $175.94. And average cost per click, 0.29. This is yet another, you know, cycle. Over the peak of this campaign, we generated another 4,246 clicks. We found that we could generate a significant amount of traffic if the cost per click was at the right level. Many keywords in these smaller pay-per-click engines were available at very low costs. But if you choose words that receive very few clicks or do not have competitive bids, your bids may not be included on these engines' partner or affiliate sites, which is where most of your traffic will come from. And while the traffic generated in this test may not sound that impressive, keep in mind that during the same period, this merchant only received about 6,000 clicks from Google and Overture combined at a cost per click of nearly three times that which was tested on AHA. During this time period, AHA produced more than twice the traffic that both Google and Overture produced at one-third of the average cost per click. So just to make sure, you're following me, I'm going to restate that. It produced basically twice the traffic of Google and Overture combined at one-third the cost. Now, before you rush out and do an AHA campaign, I should point out this. We found it very easy to generate the traffic, but the traffic converted at a very low level. In fact, it converted at less than a tenth of what we averaged on Google and Overture. Our test was unprofitable. For this specific partner, we concluded that the best way to produce in this particular pay-per-click engine was to lower bids drastically to near minimum levels and just let the traffic trickle in. Now, there isn't really a magic formula for success with these smaller engines. What works for one may not work with others, and your product category has a lot to do with this. And before we're done, I'm going to lay out a series of key steps that will help you to use these engines more effectively and some observations. But what we have we've answered so far is that they can produce enough traffic to warrant the hassle of submitting their keyword listings. But there's a different question, and that is, you know, can you generate enough revenue with it to justify your time? And we work with a number of engines, not just these. And, you know, what we're able to discover in testing these small engines is that while lower cost per click bids may be easily and available, traffic often converts at a level that is atypical of the major engines, or certainly often lower. Now, watch this, and let's see how where the profitability might lie. So, Brian, show us the next chart, and let's look at a comparison side by side. Pardon me?
I have nothing to look at. I don't have a website that I should be watching here. Is there an address you can
Yeah,
give
we've everyone should have notes. Brian, you can refresh again. You know, we tell everyone as they log in, and also send out an email. Let's help you. Brian, tell them again where they can log in to see these research notes.
Sure. The URL is mec.com/mec_research_log. Or you should have also received an email with that URL in it. If you didn't, you can email me at administrator@marketingexperiments.com, and I'll make sure to get the email sent out to you.
We'll send you a link directly.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you look with us, conversion comparison test comparing Google, Overture, FindWhat, and AHA is the chart you should be looking at now. And we are also, I'm going to mention some additional data not available in the report we released related to Canoodle. But what we should look at is that in Google, we were in top three, in Overture, in top five. FindOne and AHA, we were, you should see in the chart, a top five and a top three position. You should look at the number of clicks. You'll notice Google and Overture had a lot more clicks than FindOne or AHA. AHA generated almost double, though, what FindOne did. And that has implications. But the average cost per click for Google was 0.33. The average cost per clicks for Overture was 0.10. The FindOne cost was 0.05, and the AHA cost was 0.02. Now look at the conversion rates. 6.9 for Google, 2.65 for Overture, 1.29 for FindOne, and 0.54 for AHA. So that's critical, but then there's something else that's fascinating, and this has a great deal of bearing on your profitability. Your average order, the amount of money the average person spent, changed dramatically between Overture and Google, and we often find this. And we often, it's why many sites, until they've actually run the microtest that MEC recommends you run, you can't know some of these things. You can't guess them best in your past experience, because your past experience won't necessarily give you a correct a projection on what's going to happen with a new category of product or a new listing. I'll let you read the numbers, or in case you don't have them, I'll give them to you now. Average order is $30.13 in Google, and it was $36.90 in FindOne, $32.32 in AHA, but in Overture, it was $79.64. Now, the next line of this report should make this call worth it, and it could, and honestly, it should make your membership worth it for quite a while if you get a hold of this very next line, because it can make you significant money. The rate of return on investment, and Brian, Aaron, before I read the numbers to them that they probably got in front of them now, explain to them how the ROI for these campaigns, just give them a rough overview of how they're calculated. Aaron is a financial analyst with us. He's got degrees in economics and finance, and he analyzes campaigns. Tell them basically how you arrived at the ROI on these, Aaron.
The ROI is simply a number of the revenue divided by the amount spent, the amount generated, or the profit, I'm sorry, divided by the amount invested into each campaign.
Okay. Do we have any questions so far before we go over the rest of this?
I'm still waiting for my link.
As am I.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, the emails I've received, I've just sent out, so you guys should have them by now, I hope.
Okay. So please continue to watch for that. And also, if you register for the conference, you should have an email with our links in it as well there for you. And but let's get you those charts. And also, if you haven't received this briefing, email Brian, and we'll see that you get the whole briefing with the notes. Plus, if there's something you're confused on, you'll also have access to this recording so that you can listen to this again with the notes or clarify any issues that you're not sure of. So,
mine has just arrived.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right, so the Google return on investment was 106.73%. The Overture return was 1.79, or nearly, I'm just going to round up, 180%. So 107% for Google, 180% for Overture, but FindOne was 219% return on investment. It'd be easy to look at the smaller amount of clicks and miss that, but a 219% return on investment is pretty strong, especially when you consider that you're basically recovering all this money within the first 30-day period. AHA was a 537% return on investment. That means that with AHA, we were able to drive, about a third of the clicks that we drove at Google or Overture and achieve a return nearly five times that of Google and more than, I think more than three times that of Overture. So while Google had the highest conversion rate, fascinating. Look at Google's conversion rate was nearly double the nearest competitor. Google had the highest conversion rate. AHA had the highest return on investment, and it's a function of the difference in the cost per click. So the two largest search engines produced the highest conversion rates, as expected. What was surprising, however, was that we were able to generate a higher return on investment on the smaller search engines, despite the fact that the conversion rate was lower. In a minute, I'm going to let Aaron talk to us a little bit about the difference in conversion. We also ran tests with Google, with Canoodle and some of the other engines. But what I think I'll have Aaron do is comment for a minute as to why you think there's a difference, Aaron, in the lower conversion, higher conversion, and, you know, this kind of phenomenon takes place.
Sure. First of all, let me preface this by saying a lot of merchants are very, very content as to just paying attention to conversion rate. And as we see in this scenario, not taking into account the low cost per clicks and the small search engines, the small search engines are actually more profitable in terms of ROI than they are than are the larger engines. However, the larger engines have much higher conversion ratios. Just to point that out. As far as why we think, you know, particularly in this case, AHA and also Canoodle and some of the others have such low conversion ratios. Well, a lot of the traffic driven by AHA, Canoodle, and many of the others, GoClick, Find What, are through content-related sites. They're affiliate sites to those small pay-per-click engines as AdSenses to Google. Only AdSense is on a much appears on much smaller sites. A better relationship would be Yahoo to Overture. Find What and AHA each have their own. Find What has CNET. Canoodle has MSNBC, and there's a few others that are particularly for the small search engines where the lion's share of their traffic is driven. So as we've seen with AdSense and a few of the others, much of the traffic is just not as highly targeted and just isn't quite what the traffic is on individual search engine on Google and Overture.
Okay. So the key is that you may have traffic that is not as qualified or as targeted. The smaller engines can't compete as well, but you get a much lower cost per click. And the bottom line is with a lower cost per click, you can sometimes get a much stronger ROI. Now, as attractive as an ROI may be, I would like to point out for you, however, that if your $536 or $537 return only generated for you a $75 check, then the time involved may not be worth it, depending on, again, what your overall traffic level is, what your costs are annual, your average sale is in the engine itself. So you still have to look at that. But bottom line is we are finding right now that we've sometimes achieved a lot of profitability and a lot of growth through testing a whole variety of the smaller engines, finding which ones are working correct for that product category, and then buying all the available traffic in that place. Now, as you're doing that, there's some things that you're going to want to keep in mind. For one thing, you can see 600 pay-per-click search engines and identify probably the top 10 at a site that I'll have Brian drop in your notes or that you can pull from our latest brief called PaperClickSearchEngines.com. Secondly, different engines drive better traffic for different companies in different niches. Canoodle, for example, seems to drive more traffic for merchants in the health and beauty industries than for those in tech-related industries. The same thing applies to where these groups are getting their traffic, and it has a lot to do with why their traffic's more effective. Find What gets you on CNetSearch.com, Excite, WebCrawler, MetaCrawler, Dogpile, Microsoft's Internet Explorer, AutoSearch, Lycos, and Mama.com. Canoodle just reached a deal with MSNBC, which features partner content from NBC's Dateline, the Today Show, and Nightly News, as well as Newsweek, The Washington Post, and others. The combination of finding the right engine brings me back to something that I would suggest is so critical. I don't know how many times I talk to a company that is spending money in the search engines, but cannot track down to the keyword or even the keyword group precisely what the return on investment is. I would say by far the majority, 75 to 85%, which is not a scientific number, it's a guess on my part, of the people that I speak with cannot get accurate tracking in place or have not taken the time to do so for their search work. And they are leaving significant money on the table. It is so essential that you get the metrics in hand and that you spend enough time to look at those metrics, because often, I'll give you an example, we have a research partner with an aggressive search budget who we worked with beginning to be towards the end of this year, January of this year. And we noticed that, you know, we were able to knock up sales to about $125,000 that month with the engine. This is a one-man company, by the way. But more importantly, his Google budget, which was $30,000 a month, was cut back to half of that, about $15,000 a month, and yet his sales grew. And the reason was because in the months of November and December, when we began the research with him, we began to quantify metrics and refine his campaigns. And with that kind of data, we tested and found out where he was wasting money. So his revenue grew, his traffic grew, but his expenditures with the engines were cut in half. And I see it over and over again. And I would suggest that if you are out there working with these engines, but you're not tracking that meticulously, that you're leaving a lot of money on the table. I would also suggest that if you can't track well, then the smaller engines in particular will be a real challenge for you, because you need to be able to know which engine is performing, and you cannot predict. This call is not as simple as me telling you we tested 9 engines and we found that these 3 are good, these 6 are bad, use these 3 and you'll do well. We hope for that type of simplicity, but unfortunately it does not exist. So different engines drive better traffic for different companies in different niches. Canoodle, for example, seems to drive more traffic for merchants in the health and beauty industry. 6 to 8 months ago, campaigns could be created on nearly all the small pay-per-click engines for about 0.01 cents or a penny minimum. But many have gone the route of overture and have raised their minimum bids. Right now, some retain this penny minimum bid, and that includes GoClick, 7Search, and Xuppa, which is X-U-P-P-A. All 3 of those can still be bought at a penny a click, or at least at the time of this research. Of all the small pay-per-click engines, FindWhat looks to be making the biggest moves, and it's kind of growing towards a number 3 role behind Google and Overture. They now offer IntelliMap, similar to Google and Overture's broad search results, and we think it's one that you should take some time to look at. Before I go further, have any of you on this line noticed last week a significant drop in your Google traffic or your money or revenue from Google?
Yes.
Okay, I will. May I ask that just the name of the company or the first name?
Sure, AccuWebHosting.com.
Okay, we have found universally across all of our research partners that Google ran into some type of difficulty. I know they launched a new system, and no one has traced directly what the cause is. But the bottom line is everybody's traffic dropped out. I talked to one of our research partners, who in one day lost $10,000 in sales simply because of the change in Google. And if you think it's something that you're doing wrong, I just let you know that it's Google, and it's further reason why you need to watch what's happening with these engines. I talked to one company who had no idea that there was a problem with their Google campaign. They had their search work being outsourced, and the company that was tracking their search work didn't even know there was anything wrong. But after several days, when they looked back based on our recommendations, they discovered that they had lost a significant amount of money, and that nobody, the companies that were managing their search work had not even troubled to call them or wasn't even aware of the fact. So watch those stats very, very carefully. And Aaron, let me go on. With some engines, we've observed lower conversion, yet higher average order price. Most notably, this occurs in AHA, but was also seen in Canoodle. This could simply be a coincidence, or perhaps it could be an indication of merchants buying from one another and placing larger orders for the resale. But, you know, that's pure speculation. Bottom line is that the small pay-per-click search engines can provide a significant boost to your overall marketing results. And we've seen a number of merchants increase as much as their overall gross sales jump by 15 to 20% just from the incorporation of the smaller pay-per-click engines. Do we have anybody online right now who are using, say, FindWad or some of the smaller engines?
Yeah, again, IQWebHosting.com. We're using AHA. Unfortunately, it hasn't performed as well as we would have hoped, as Google and Orbiter have. But
yes.
You know, we're trying new keywords and just keeping going with it, but it's not as great as Google for sure.
How many keywords do you have in AHA?
I believe we don't have that many. We have about 500 keywords.
Okay.
From
go ahead. You have about 500 keywords, and they're related to your hosting product?
Exactly.
Have you found that you're getting a lot of traffic from AHA, or have you found that it's a conversion issue?
Well, that's the problem. It's the traffic issue. We're not getting the traffic that we should. When we look at our budget, I mean, we're not even coming close to spending that amount, because even though we increase our pay per click minimum budgets, it's still not, you know, attracting the clients for some reason.
Yes. One of the things we find, too, with these engines is, you know, A, you've got to have the right keywords, and B, you've got to be highly ranked on most of them in order to even show up on the partner sites. And if you're not showing up on their partner sites, the network, your click-through drops off dramatically. One of the mistakes, or it wasn't a mistake, it was part of a test, but one of the things that we did early on in one engine is we literally drove tens of thousands of search terms, which I'm for, by the way. But we ran it through a lot of these small engines, and the maintenance outweighed the cost or the gain that we had from the keywords that were not performing. Now, we've fixed that through a little bit, quite a bit of testing, and through using a feed system. But I would suggest that, typically speaking, the more keywords and the higher ranked keywords, of course, you know, the more traffic you're going to attract. And it's not unusual for us, even with a small company, to run thousands of search terms in these engines. And for a lot of companies, you know, it's the whole key. Jimmy Ellis.
Yes.
Do you have any comments to add to what we're talking about related to the small search engines or the smaller comparison engines as compared to what we're discussing right now?
No, I think it's, you know, basically refining those terms and treating the engines as the most effective way to add more revenue and doing your micro test, so adding as many terms as possible that's easy to maintain, and then refining them, and know the smaller pay per clicks are not going to add this tremendous amount of traffic, but I think you could make it cost effective, and that's kind of, in one way or another, what we're seeing depending on your niche.
Yes.
Clint? As far as the individual.
Got a quick question.
Let me hear that. I got one question. Can you hold that question just one moment and let me take this? I think we got two guys talking at the same time.
Okay, I'll hold off.
But I'll come right to you after this next question right here. Go ahead.
Will do.
Okay, go ahead. The first guy that called me, Flint.
Go ahead. That was me.
Okay.
Are there any? This is Greg at Trackhouse.
Okay.
Are there any? Programs other than GoToast that might be good for managing, you know, looking for the easy way to do something.
I understand. I will tell you this. We kind of have a bird's eye view because we are able to see so many programs that either a research partner has or because, you know, we manually build so much here and we track so many engines. Or track so many terms through, you know, such a large portion of the engines. And I'll just tell you, really hard to find one solution that fits all.
Yeah.
There's a couple things, though, that I would say are hopeful. One, we are constantly building, and at some point we may make available some of the solutions that we're using and that we're building based on lots and lots of research. Two, we're going to be doing a brief and a clinic, at least a brief, possibly a clinic, on our research related to feeds and how to use them effectively, because we think feeds are a real key and it's a very tricky business, but if you can get your feed set up right, it can automate so much of the process. Thirdly, if you'll email me after this, I might make some other suggestions for you. I need to find a little bit about more about how large of what you're, you know, what you're managing there is, and scale,
yeah,
and a few things, and I'll make some specific suggestions to you.
Okay, great.
And fourthly, Didit. Kevin does a pretty good job at Didit. They're a bit overwhelmed from what I understand there. But, you know, Kevin does know his business well, and Didit is, you know, one of the other options out there for managing some of these things.
Okay.
So, but send me an email, and I'll make specific recommendations as to what might help you. Okay?
Support at...
You can send it to director@meclabs.com.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And
you're looking just...
Go ahead.
You're looking just for a bid management software. Keyword Max is now offering a bid management as well as a complement to their tracking program. It is expensive, like GoToast. However, not quite as expensive as GoToast, just because they aren't as well known in some circles.
Okay,
so,
that's a good point.
Yep,
that's Keyword,
yep.
Max. Keyword Max. And we use them. We use everything. We're testing all, you know, HyperTracker, which has worked for a long time, and then all of a sudden it won't work, and you'll be stuck, and customer service won't return any of your calls, and they won't email you, and we're scared of them now, but, you know, we've tried them.
Yep.
We had another question. Go ahead. We had someone else. There was two people about to talk at the same time, and I wanted to give you first chance. Is there another question there? Okay. All right. So basically, here's kind of what I think will help us too. We have set up a set of forums with Marketing Vox, and you're about to get the big announcement. It's already up and operating. But the forums, I mean, the top search professionals in the world are in there. There's like 17,000 search experts who work, who are using our forums, you know, going over this information and data. And I'm going to be posting, you know, new insights and information as we glean them. And I would recommend that as a source of finding out more about the pay-per-click engines or asking an intelligent question and getting a lot of good answers, check out, you know, go into the lab and click on the tab at the top that says discussion. You'll have to put in your, the first time you go in, you'll have to create a username and password, because we don't want to sign you up automatically to any additional service without your permission. But once you're in, you know, then you'll be fine. And you can either get a digest sent to you, or you can just monitor what's happening in the discussion forums on search. Every day there's, I don't know how many, 50 or 60 critical, you know, they're all very heavily moderated by search experts. But there's a lot of good information in there that I think will help you, and we can get additional feedback. Also, we'll be doing a lot of that and there's no cost for that. You're a member. There's no cost for that, so, you know, just feel free to use the service. Also, there is, you know, we've got a conference date in September for those of you that couldn't make the May conference, where we'll be going a great deal into this, and we'll have all of our experts there, and we've got a very small group, just five, you know, one expert for every five guys there that can help you answer your questions. So I want to thank you for, again, your trust and for being involved with this. We've got a busy schedule. Brian, what's coming up in the next 4 weeks or so in terms of releases, in briefings, and in web clinics?
Sure. We've got Google AdSense brief will be the next one we cover. And then next month, the topics I have listed and scheduled to go out are one on using online conferences as an additional means of keeping your audience engaged, kind of like what we're doing here. Basically, it'll be a conference on running conferences. One on feeds, which you mentioned.
A bunch of test results on that guy, by the way. But go on, Brian.
One on the feeds for the comparison search engines that you had already mentioned, and then we'll be covering eBay and auction sites, which was actually the original topic of this conference that had to be postponed while we gathered some more data.
So we'll have the clinics, and we'll also have briefs. And also, in case you kind of wonder how this system works, just to remind anybody that's either new or doesn't know, we release three major experiments every single month, plus we conduct two clinics. And at the end of each month, we send you a summary issue with listings on everything that's involved with that. We also release now with our briefs literature reviews, so you can go from what we've written to all the best things we found anywhere on the internet, and we rank and rank those with a rating system, so that you can get our research, you can read everything else that's available, and kind of get a comprehensive view of the issue. So that's what we do with our members. Now, in case you're wondering what the difference is that a subscriber gets, a subscriber only gets one issue, one research brief a month. They don't get any of the clinics or any of the other briefs. And it's kind of a way for them to see what it is that we do with members so they can, you know, if it's good for them, they can get involved. So, listen, thank you. And email us if you have questions. Let us help you. And let me know if you found this information helpful or if there's more information about this topic. And then there's one thing else. Before you go, I'd love to hear from you on the topics that you're most interested in us conducting research on. We're discussing that in the forums, and we're working on more of these areas. But I would suggest that if you have any thoughts about areas that you're very interested in, please let us know. And I look forward to talking with you again soon. And thank you very much.